what the nuances are of all of that. But, you know, if there's something local going on...
Not only does he poke holes in corporate lies, he tears them a new one.
All of the associated companies that say that GMO labeling is unfair to them cite that it would cost too much money to change the label on the box. But meanwhile, they spend millions and millions fighting labeling. Why don't they just use that money to label the boxes?
His name is Carl Lenore.
And keep in mind, Madeira, the province of Portugal, Switzerland, India, and Thailand have all banned, B-A-N-N-E-D, the sale and growth of genetically modified foods in their countries because they prefer to wait for more research to come out before they subject their citizens to it.
On Superhuman Radio.
Everybody deserves to know what they're eating. This is nonsense.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. What's the matter with my microphone today? Hold on a second here. Welcome back. Man, I've been away from the studio so long, I forgot which on my microphone. Isn't that scary? Anyway, I don't know why I'm coming in so low. I'm trying to get things adjusted. Elliot was here producing shows while I was out in the world in Los Angeles. And so I guess I should have tested things before I rolled with the show. But we have a great show. I'm actually in the studio today. And we have the Blueprint Power Hour. And then we're going to be joined by a spokesperson from Chicken of the Sea. They got wind of my promoting the canned pink salmon. And who knew that October has actual Salmon Appreciation Day in it, the 8th. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later in the show. But without further ado, let's go ahead and run his music. Hold on here.
Calling all Blueprint Army, fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Hey, Rob, I'm going to have to adjust your mic here. How you doing?
Doing great. You know, I had that salmon and sauerkraut meal the other day.
Isn't it delicious? People think it sounds gross when I tell them. They're like, oh, my God, that sounds disgusting. And it does smell disgusting, too, just for the record.
Or do you heat it?
No, I eat it cold. I open a can of Chicken of the Sea pink salmon, and I also buy the canned sauerkraut. I think it's Del Monte or something like that because it has no preservatives in it.
Yeah.
And I take about a half the can of sauerkraut to the whole can of pink salmon. It's a fantastic meal.
It is.
I feel like I'm eating something exotic, to be honest with you. So anyway, what's new? FastMuscleBook.com is still the place to go, right?
Yeah, more so today because we have lowered the introductory price from 99 cents to absolutely 100% free.
Really?
How you beat this deal, I don't know.
So just go download it for free.
People will download it for free. They're going to get three free bonuses. I absolutely guarantee you. The book itself is the single best book on tips for building drug-free muscle that has ever been written. And for the asking price, it sure is a bargain.
That's pretty cool. How long is it going to be free for those people who are listening to the show late? Today is October 4th. When will the free book go away?
We haven't determined that. We'll see how it does, but... You know, there is no barrier to entry for anyone.
Yeah.
Literally, you're going to get an incredible education, and you're going to walk away with, you know, a couple dozen things that you can put into practice today to start getting bigger and stronger.
Very cool. FastMuscleBook.com. Okay, first question comes from Larry Henning. You seem pretty hung up on overload being the only qualifier for muscle growth. Why is that? And can any nutrients or drugs do it better?
Well, I'm hung up on it for a few reasons. The least of which is, you know, for 100 years, we've been aware overload is the trigger to start growing new muscle. So some new information is putting a finer point on that. So let's discuss that for a second. We always knew getting stronger was step number one. It turns out that activating MTOR, the mammalian target of rapamycin, is the key in amplifying it. So if activating MTOR is key, then understanding how to maximally activate that enzyme is going to tell us how to optimize our strength training. And to do that, we have to understand what turns MTOR on and off. And from a number of beautiful scientific studies that have been made available, that's now clear. The load on a muscle is directly related to the activation of mTOR. And what that means is the heavier the weight, the better the activation. Therefore, your goal should be to lift as much weight as possible. I'll put a finer point on that. Let's call it in the 4 to 6 rep range. On the other side of the equation, mTOR activity is blocked by metabolic stress. And that means that we want to use as little muscular ATP as possible when we're training. And the best way to decrease ATP consumption is to not work very long and to do exercises that use less ATP. So taken together, this means the best way to increase mTOR is to do exercise at the highest absolute power and with the lowest energy cost. There are two ways to produce higher power in muscle. The first is to perform shortening or concentric muscle contractions with a medium amount of force, while the second is to perform lengthening or eccentric contractions at a high force. Because of the architecture of our muscles, we're able to produce about 1.8 times as much force when our muscles are lengthening than when they're shortening, resulting in much more power. So even though shortening and lengthening contractions can both result in higher absolute power, they have very different energy costs. Shortening contractions are the most energy-consuming ones. Isometric contractions are the least consuming, but they result in the lowest amount of power. And the lengthening contractions are in between, requiring one-half the ATP of the shortening contractions. Taken together, then, that information suggests activation of mTOR should be greatest when training with forced lengthening contractions against a very high load. Now, for what it's worth, both lecithin granules, 750 milligrams or more of phosphatidic acid per day, and leucine, an amount of 3 grams or more, both boost mTOR. So as a practical matter, drug-free athletes may want to dose at least 2 tablespoons of lecithin granules and Synthogen, which I'll expand on in a minute, prior to training. And by doing that, they're going to get the required amount of leucine to activate mTOR, plus they replenish ATP 3 different ways. And finally, and this is going to be sobering to most people, 600 milligrams of test sip a week for 10 weeks completely outperformed those folks not using it. And the study I'm referring to was published in the New England Journal of Medicine, showing that testosterone causes skeletal muscle hypertrophy and strength improvements even in the absence of training. Specifically, 3.2 kilograms of muscle in 10 weeks with no exercise versus 2 kilograms of muscle for hard training naturals 3 days a week. Now think about that. No exercise and just test actually work better, over 7 pounds of muscle versus hard training naturals, 4.4 pounds. So, you know, what this tells me is if you're not using high-dose tests, that means getting stronger, presumably in the 4 to 6 rep range, with a heavy emphasis on those negatives. Lecithin granules, getting 3 grams or more of leucine, plus keeping your ATP stores high, is the best that you can do. I hope that helps.
So what is considered high-dose testosterone?
They were using 600 milligrams a week in that study.
All right. And so, you know, I have openly talked about my own modifications to my HRT, and really a gram a week is really something that makes me feel good. And I actually feel good when I go down to my 250. I can do that for a month or two, but I don't feel as good. I think
you
that I've used, what's that?
You feel a big difference?
I do. Not in my training strength, the way I feel, my sense of well-being.
But I mean 600 and 1,000.
Oh, I've never stopped at 600. When I started to dabble with different doses, I went right from my HRT dose of 250 to 1,000.
Wow.
And then, I mean, I went higher than that all through like 2005 when I was doing off topic and all that sort of stuff. I mean, I was doing 2 grams of test, a gram of DECA, and 400 milligrams of Tren and Anthate a week.
Wow.
But I would not be a good bodybuilder because I had side effects. I didn't feel good. Let's go right to this one here. Jill Mazur. Whatever happened with Kratom? Yes, pray tell.
Well,
I ran out and bought some because I was like, oh, they're going to shut the spigot off. And now apparently they haven't shut the spigot off, huh?
Well, not quite. So as luck would have it, the petition that was signed by 140,000 of us actually registered with the government, sort of. When the DEA announced its unprecedented action with no public comments allowed, it sparked an outrage. 51 senators sent 2 letters, one to the head of the DEA and the other OPM, Office of Personnel Management. Here's a part of it, word for word, you know, the lowdown on the meeting. Congressman Mark Pocan had a productive conversation with the acting administrator and learned that DEA will not be announcing a final decision on Kratom today. September 30th simply marked, now here's the fallacy. They're saying September 30th simply marked the 30-day period required by statute that DEA had to wait. That's not true. They were trying to shut it down with no public comment. It appears the DEA will instead open up a modified comment process before a final decision will be made. And while we don't know the exact timing or details of the new comment period for Kratom, Acting Administrator, DEA Administrator Rosenberg, assured Congressman Pocan that we'll find out more in the near future. That the DEA now appears to be entertaining a modified comment process, yes, that's a significant development. The length and details of that process, though, as I said, are still being revealed. That's by design, by the way. But here was the worst part. It came from DEA spokesman Russell Baer. It's not a matter of if. It's simply a matter of when, in terms of DEA publishing the final order to temporarily schedule Kratom. He says, our administrator, Chuck Rosenberg, has determined that Kratom represents an imminent hazard to public safety. So I have a sense that publishing our final order will be sooner as opposed to later. So what to make of this? The DEA has said that whatever goes down, Kratom is getting scheduled. Hopefully, you've taken my prior comments to heart about milehighkratom.com. They're going to be fully restocked, as I understand it, tomorrow, October 5th. And this truly does sound like your last chance. You can use code VIP20 for 20% off and, you know, make of that what you will. But it's going, guys. It's just a matter of when.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we've got lots more questions. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by FastMuscleBook.com. The book is free. The information, priceless. We'll be right back.
Ketones are being called the fourth macronutrient because the body loves to use them for energy. Now you can leverage the hunger-fighting, mood-elevating effects of ketones with Keto OS. Take one package in the morning and don't eat again until you're hungry. You won't feel lethargic and you'll be alert and focused. Try Keto OS today. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the Keto OS banner ad to take advantage of the 5-day experience trial package. Leverage the power of ketones with Keto OS.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 has stunned the athletic world. Even current and former steroid users can't believe how fast they recover from exercise. If you're looking for a product with real, noticeable results, look no further. In the words of one customer, this is the single best bodybuilding supplement I've ever used. Visit Synthogen.com and get your X2 today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Fit Read Nutrition understands that getting in shape can be difficult, whether it's getting to the gym or maintaining a proper diet for a busy lifestyle. Weight and fitness can often be forgotten. That's why they've created customized meal plans plus fitness programs that can help support your specific goals to get fit and eat healthy. Even during vacations and special events, they offer support via text and email to keep clients motivated with coaches providing detailed support. Go to fitreadnutrition.com today to learn more.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. So Steve Kurtzman says, it sounds like the FDA, DEA have been on the warpath ever since USP Labs raid. What do you think is next? Phenibut, peptides maybe? Well, peptides have always been illegal to sell. I mean, well, they've been going after peptide companies forever now.
Yeah. Unfortunately, in this case, we don't have to think very hard because the FDA's done it again. This time, it's vinpoctine, vinpoctine, however you say it, that they're going after. On August 31st, the FDA published in the Federal Register it wants to remove vinpoctine from the marketplace. Notice the FDA is not alleging that it's unsafe, nor are they, you know, questioning its efficacy. In fact, the FDA provided evidence that vinpoctine is beneficial in protecting and restoring cognitive function lost to normal aging, along with other disorders like stroke and Alzheimer's.
Did you know, let me jump in here. So my sister, when she was first stricken with Parkinson's disease, before they started putting her on high doses of Sinemet, which is levodopa and carbidopa mixed together, she had great success with vinpocetine. It was short-lived because the disease was progressing. The reason for the disease wasn't addressed. But nonetheless, vinpocetine is an amazing compound.
Yeah, it really is in terms of improving blood flow in the brain. But now, check this out. The basis for the FDA banning it is that it's a technicality that has absolutely no scientific relevance. According to the FDA's misguided logic, since a new drug application was filed for it in 1981, then vinpocetine doesn't qualify today as a dietary supplement. Now, the year 1981, I read you, is no joke. The FDA is actually going back to a 35-year-old drug application and claiming that as a basis to rob you of a low-cost compound that has demonstrated efficacy in human clinical trials. Now, this is very important. To stop this flagrant new attempt by the FDA to deny you access to dietary supplements, I need you to log on to vinpocetine.org.
How do you spell vinpocetine?
That's vinpocetine.org. Vinpocetine.org. Now, that new website lets your voice be heard in less than 5 minutes. Do it now, not later. Pause the show. Do whatever you need to do. Because if you don't, you can kiss goodbye yet another affordable, safe, and effective dietary supplement. There is a lot at stake here, right? Rights are like muscles. If you don't flex them once in a while, you lose them. And take note, this is on the heels of banning picomelin. Why is that significant? The only thing that improved microcirculation in the brain better than vinpocetine was picomelin.
And think about this for a second. Just this is logical, right? So how does the FDA decide where to put its focus? It puts its focus on the supplements that seem to be rising in popularity amongst average people. There's a lot of cognitive problems out there. There's lots of nootropics being marketed. People are aging and they don't like the way their brains are working anymore. They don't understand the value of proper sleep hygiene, intermittent fasting, ketones, and blah, blah, blah. So they buy these products, and the FDA is going, man, there's a lot of people buying vinpocetine all of a sudden. And so that's what they focus on. It's like whatever rises to the top in popularity, they focus on it. And so it makes perfect sense that anything that could help you mitigate some of the damning side effects of dementia and just basic brain aging are going to be popular right now amongst baby boomers.
And take note of the fact that nobody said anything here about adverse event reports, you know, people overdosing, et cetera, et cetera. So instead, in the absence of that, they're going to go back and look for this technicality that happened 35 years ago to say, nope, disqualifies it as a dietary supplement. If it's not one thing, it'll be something else.
Let's see if we can squeeze this other question in from Terrence Gordy. What assistant movements can I do? Parenthetically, I threw my back out. You always say there's a way, but training the posterior chain without a bar on your shoulders is a tough one.
You know, the fallacy here is only squats train the posterior chain or deadlifts. In fact, you can perform squats and absolutely torch your posterior chain with hip belt squats. You know, if you had taken my advice way back when on many an occasion here, you'd have one available right now. Unfortunately, most people order a hip belt when they get injured. which is not an ideal time to get familiar with the movement. So, and you know what? The way supplement prices are going, it's going to be about the same dollar-for-dollar outlay, $100. And certainly for a one-time purchase, the hip belt warrants your consideration. Beyond that, there are a lot of other movements that you can use. Glute ham raises come to mind. There's a glute ham range, glute ham raise in both gyms that I train in. I've never seen anyone using them. The reverse hyper is rarer, yes, but likely the absolute best piece of equipment you'll ever find for lower back issues. To a lesser extent, Bulgarian split squats and certainly step-ups are excellent alternatives. Footballers and rugby players, they're going to react well to strength training programs with hip thrusts, while volleyball and basketball players benefit more from front squats. Brett Contreras, the trainer and scientist who's done more than anyone to increase hip thrust popularity, drew that conclusion in an article soon to be published in the Journal of Strength and Conditioning Research. His study conclusions really say it all. Athletes that participate in sports like basketball and volleyball, which are predicated on vertical jump, may benefit more from the front squat rather than the hip thrust. However, in sports such as rugby and American football, it may be more beneficial for athletes to perform the hip thrust due to its carryover and acceleration. Here's the bottom line. You need to be using hip thrust, whether you're injured or not.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we will have a question from Gerald Lawler. And stay tuned. We'll be right back.
$4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. This is the Blueprint Power Hour, where Coach Rob Regish answers your questions about training, nutrition, supplementation, and more. So Gerald Lawler says, my question has to do with test boosters. Do they really work? And if so, which ones do you use? And if you could, how much do they really help?
You know, this really is one of the most misunderstood categories in sports nutrition. The potential market is enormous. And several companies would have you believe they have the answer. So let's discuss. Normal values for total testosterone fall between 280 and 1,000 nanograms per deciliter. Those low-end numbers, by the way, have been adjusted downwards. It used to be 300. There's a lot of controversy over that, but the 280 range is what you have to work with and what you're up against. At some labs in the business. So I'm going to take the worst case scenario for your doctor visit. If you inquire, be prepared for a laundry list of questions. Some docs are open to it. Some are vigorously opposed to it. Just know your symptoms going in. You're tired. You have no libido. You have performance issues in the bedroom, and you've noticed you don't need to shave as frequently. You know, those are the answers to most of the questions you'll get. They're trying to figure out if you're hypogonadal. Next, understand there is no test booster on the market that's going to boost your test, let's call it above the 1,000 nanogram per deciliter mark. We are talking, at best, a 40% increase in 3 months. And the product that does that is ashwagandha in a dose of 5 grams a day. Now, yeah, I feel extracts are the more plausible options, but 5 grams a day was what was used in that study. In infertile men with normal sperm, the herb increased production by 15%. In the men with a low sperm count, now we're talking that increase of 40%. And in men with slow-moving sperm, an increase of 21%. So, either way, if you're in one of those three categories, you're going to get an increase. It just depends, apparently, how viable your sperm is. We also know bodybuilders, and this is the key, bodybuilders and other strength athletes who take ashwagandha build up more muscle and lose fat more quickly with 600 milligrams a day, which is usually standardized to 10% with phthalates in the best products. Sensoryl S-E-N-S-O-R-I-L is the only ashwagandha extract you're going to find on the market that's standardized to 10% with phenolides. Most contain anywhere from 1.5 to 3%. Ashwagandha really is the best you can do, in my opinion, if you're looking for a test booster, that is, with studies done on humans. Finally, don't expect any miraculous gains overnight from ashwagandha or any test booster. They simply don't have the horsepower. Now, if a product did do that or anything close to it, the FDA would be all over it, as was the case with the banned 4-diol, 4-androdiol. What a good test booster will do for you is it will bump up your test a little bit, maybe increasing your energy, certainly libido and better erections. Those are hallmarks of a quality tribulus, fenugreek, or longjack. They'll do that as well. They just don't boost test as high as ashwagandha. So, you know, you got to put things in perspective. That's the way I would put it for test boosters. I hope that helps.
Okay, so the next question comes from Brett Masoya. Is that how you pronounce his name? Masoya?
I think it's Masoya.
Okay, I'm sorry. I tried to make you French, Brett. Sorry about that. I'm not burning fat with the protocol I'm using. I take a fat burner, but it's not working either. Ingredients are caffeine, theobromine, and theophylline. Can you help?
You know, there's always an answer or something you haven't tried. In this case, though, we need to look at diet first, as that's the underlying issue in most fat loss dilemmas. Are you getting enough nutrients in the lowest calorie context? Are you eating below maintenance? And if so, for how long? Do you even know your maintenance, or are you just guessing? Most people are. You simply can't burn fat if you're not paying attention to what you eat, not exercising efficiently, and just taking fat burners. That's not how it works. Here's what I want you to do. First, set calorie consumption at body weight times 10. Next, I want you to put a tape measure to your waist, arms, legs, and chest. The waist, in your case, is most important. Also, step on the scale and note not just the weight, but the time of day and the conditions, what clothes you're wearing, you know, whether or not you've got any food in you. Ideally, don't wear any clothes and do it first thing in the morning before you eat. Now, put on a pair of jeans, note how they fit, and put them in the closet somewhere where they won't be washed or otherwise disturbed. For 1 week, take in those total calories set as body weight times 10, then step on the scale. If you're within a pound or so, body weight by 10 are your maintenance calories. On training days, I want you to take in body weight times 10 or whatever your maintenance level is. Make sure that most of the carbs you eat are in the 2 hours post-workout. That workout, by the way, should be fast-paced. No rest between sets, 5 to 7 total compound exercises in a giant loop. You want to do at least 2, building up to 45 rounds being preferred. On the off days, you can perform fasted HIIT cardio, high-intensity interval training. First thing in the a.m. is most effective. You can take your fat burner pre-workout, but I'd like you to add capsaicin, 2 capsules, 40,000 heat units every day, not just training days. Finally, lower your calories to just 80% of the maintenance on non-training days. What you'll have accomplished is to set up a spider web of sorts of fat loss that your body just can't escape. You're going to be zigzagging calories to stop your body from flatlining, right, and plateauing. You'll be using carbs intelligently instead of indiscriminately, and you'll also know right quick what your waistline and other measurements are doing. And if all that fails you, you always have the genes to put on every 3 weeks or so. You know, use the same frequency for your other measurements. Finally, the addition of capsaicin is a hedge against hunger. In a recent study, They gave eight groups of people, some using capsaicin, some didn't. The capsaicin groups fared by far the best, hunger not being the issue, right? And who can't appreciate no hunger on a below-maintenance diet? Here's the bottom line. It takes an integrated approach to fat loss and a lot of hard work to make it happen. Your training needs to be geared to the objective. You need to zigzag calories. You need to consume carbs strategically, not indiscriminately. Take measurements and comply with your diet, training, and supplement regimen. If you do all of that, fat doesn't stand a chance. I hope it helps. I recently did this, by the way. I went to put my jeans on about 3-4 weeks ago. I couldn't button them. Okay, there's a sign.
Right.
So I got that. I just did exactly what I just articulated to you. And sure enough, this past week, boom, I'm back in them. So I didn't let myself get too sloppy in the process.
There you go. That's the answer, right? Everybody gets off course, but you got how fast you respond to pulling back on the reins, that determines whether or not you continue down that road too far to where. I mean, there's some people out there today. I guess if I was 330 pounds now at 58 years old, I would probably have to resign myself to the fact that I was going to be fat for the rest of my life. Uh-huh. I think some people get to a point where there's a point of no return for some people, you know?
True.
All right, let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we've got the blueprint tip of the day. Stay tuned.
Are being called the fourth macronutrient because the body loves to use them for energy. Now you can leverage the hunger-fighting, mood-elevating effects of ketones with Keto OS. Take one package in the morning and don't eat again until you're hungry. You won't feel lethargic and you'll be alert and focused. Try Keto OS today. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the Keto OS banner ad to take advantage of the 5-day experience trial package. Leverage the power of ketones with Keto OS.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains.
Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish. Check out his website, fastmusclebook.com. The book is free. The information is priceless. The blueprint tip of the day, what is it, Rob?
The tip of the day is my thoughts on the FDA, the DEA, and big government's assault on dietary supplements. When I got into the supplement game in 1984, not much worked. You know, the protein powders, weight gainers, and other powdered products, they tasted god-awful. Then you had I remember many stores would put in this locked glass case these supposedly super strong products. They range from Smilax to boron to ferulic acid to dibenkozide. They didn't work either. Then one day I discovered dimetadrine 25, which was ephedrine, and my whole world changed. The herbal equivalent, EPH 833, was even better, and that led to GABA, which was a product you can actually feel working. I researched these products with incredible zeal, trying to get to the bottom of what they were doing. I can tell you that doctors, pharmacists, and the like, the authorities, simply dismissed them. Nothing to see here was what I got. As time went on, it became obvious that things like ephedrine, GABA, and creatine worked so well that they became mainstream. I can recall buying 250 mini-fins on special from a gas station for $8.50. These were 25 milligrams a tab of pure ephedrine hydrochloride. And I remember walking out thinking, these sure are special. Metrics and creatine started showing up in Walmart and the like. And at this point, the government really couldn't ignore it any longer. So they went to step two. It's dangerous. Danger, though, has a way of attracting certain people. And that just made these supplements even more enticing. Things like Twin Lab Rip Fuel and Hydroxycut, when they had ephedra, they made it into the kitchens of fat housewives who were losing weight with the stuff. The practical effect was that it just made sales increase exponentially. And now Big Pharma had a problem. You know, they're saying to themselves, we don't have a safe and effective weight loss aid, but these people taking supplements do. We're losing millions of dollars, so they proceeded to step three. They severely curtailed your access or outright banned these quote-unquote dangerous products for the public good. Protecting the children, of course, is thrown in for good measure. Every dangerous product needs a face, though, and for ephedrine, that face took the form of Corey Stringer, was an offensive tackle for the Minnesota Vikings. Stringer, who was 27 with a wife and three-year-old son, died a day after he suffered forced breathing and vomited three times. Classic heat stroke symptoms. He collapsed in the presence of a trainer during the Vikings practice in 91-degree heat. And again, this was classic heat stroke. His temperature registered over 108, yet his death was blamed almost entirely on the ephedra-based fat burner that he was using. I believe it was Xenadrin. That didn't stop the Atlantic Constitution, though, from piling on with this gem. Quote, players who take creatine and other nutritional supplements place themselves at special risk. The muscle-building substances used increasingly on all levels dehydrate users. The damn fool either didn't realize or didn't care for the fact that creatine increases your total body water. Here's the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey would say. Attorneys for the Minnesota Vikings claim the dietary supplement ephedra contributed to Stringer's death from heat stroke, right, at training camp in 2001. But that Stringer's remains were never tested for the substance during investigations into his death.
So they don't even know if he was actually taking it that day?
Exactly. So not long after Stringer, the death of Baltimore Orioles pitching prospect Steve Belcher was added to the charade. The medical examiner said the death may have been linked to an ephedra-based diet pill. No autopsy findings, no solid proof. It was just the evil ephedrine. You understand now how it works? In the old days, the government just ignored nutritional supplements. Party line was they didn't work and you're wasting your money. Now that it's obvious they do work, the FDA, DEA, etc., start to stoke public hysteria with the danger angle. And then a face is given to these evil supplements, even when they're not even found in their bodies. Supplements are dangerous. They will kill you. Here's the proof. The public, of course, isn't concerned with minor details. Most never knew Stringer's body was never tested for ephedra, nor Belcher's. It was the evil ephedra. The practical effect of all this is that the government has indicted you as someone who cheats, breaks the law, and maybe should be incarcerated. They're about to do it with Kratom. They did it with ephedra. They did it with prohormones, picamelin, and now they're doing it again with vinpoctine. Welcome to the age of being a supplement outlaw, where, really, if you think about it, any jury is going to equate your use of ephedrine, prohormones, and kratom with membership in the Nazi Party. You know, if you have muscles, you obviously had a little help. You're a very bad, dangerous man. You can only do so much, but do fight back with signing petitions or donating money to worthy causes. Because what's next is fenavut, arginine alpha-ketoglutarate, peptides, or especially thermogenics. I think they're especially at risk. You simply can't be trusted with any of these. So big government is going to protect you from yourself by taking them away. I've said it before, but I'll say it again. Another election isn't fixing this. Only another American revolution will. And let me make a very bold, maybe not so bold, prediction. Now that the DEA has received pushback on Kratom, you're going to see a very public face of some crying, hysterical mother up in front of Congress saying that her son died from a Kratom overdose. You can't. You can try.
I don't know that that's completely true, that you can't. We have to be careful what we say here, because if you take too much and you don't happen to throw up, I think it can harm you.
But you do. you do throw up.
Well, but what's going to happen is you're going to have somebody out there who's going to take too much, and some reflex related to vomiting is going to be impaired because they did other things with it, and they're not going to throw it up, and then it's going to be blamed. But I mean, you know, sensibly, you shouldn't take more of anything, not water, not calcium, nothing.
Right, because if you take too much aspirin, you won't throw up. You'll just tear a hole in your stomach and die.
Yeah. So, I mean, but I don't want to go out on a limb and then say something wrong and then be painted with that everything we said was wrong, because it's not. But it may be possible to overdose on kratom. We don't want people to go out there and prove it. That's all.
Yeah. Well, all I can say is the dietary supplement industry, and more importantly, your personal freedoms are under assault. If you don't do something now, if you don't sign a petition, if you don't donate some money, you're going to lose more and more. It's to the point where I'm afraid to log on to FDA.gov every morning because it's something else every week.
Yeah.
So
it's pretty tough. And there's a lot of things that the government is going after that they shouldn't. You know, there's already one B vitamin that has been banned because it's a unique form of B vitamin that has now been co-opted by a pharmaceutical company. But I don't remember which one it is, to be honest with you. It's a methylated form of either biotin or folate. It's not methylfolate, but it's something like, it's a methylated form of another B vitamin. And they're using it, I believe, to treat some cognitive issues. And it's not available for sale anymore. It was a very unique isoform anyway. It's not like anybody's going to miss it.
Right.
It may have been used for cancer. I forget. It's a long time ago. But it's already been off the market. But nobody noticed it because nobody was taking it. But the point is, the pharmaceutical industry finds naturally occurring things that should not be turned into patentable drugs. They find ways to do that. So you have to be careful. But you're right. We have to keep access to supplements. But that also requires people to do things sensibly and not do stupid stuff. You know, like drinking a gallon of water in one sitting, or taking too much caffeine, or any of those things that can be deemed stupid. But we don't need government to protect the population against stupid people either. You know, we don't need laws that impinge on the rest of us who are sensible people, because somebody out there is going to do something stupid eventually.
Amen.
So there you go. All right, listen, it's a great discussion. So we'll see you next week, Coach Rob, okay?
Thanks for having me, man.
Okay. And we're going to take a quick commercial break. I should have a guest on with me. We're going to be talking about chicken of the sea, pink salmon. You know, we've talked about it before. I've posted about it. I've fallen in love with it. And we have a representative from the company that's going to come on and talk about National Salmon Day. Yes, that's right. Stay tuned.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world.
In the world.
Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Isolate Whey Protein is the perfect complement to your muscle growth, fat loss, or fitness program. Packing an awesome amino acid profile, Muscle Gauge WPI is easily digested, lactose-free, sugar-free, and fat-free. The Pure Whey Protein Isolate used in Muscle Gauge's WPI is absorbed fast, transporting amino acids into muscle fibers to begin the repair and rebuilding process. Pure WPI delivers pharmaceutical-grade whey protein at a price you can afford. Don't pay more. Don't settle for less. Go to MGNstore.com today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
So you might be wondering why this break music is playing so long. I actually feared this today. If you noticed today's posting on Facebook, I didn't mention that Maureen McDonnell from Chicken of the Sea was going to come on and talk about their product, which I love, by the way, because we couldn't get any type of confirmation email to her, and her number was given to us by someone else who handles media. And Elisa said, you know, I just don't have a good feeling about this. So I thought, well, we'll just see if she shows up or not. We were going to talk to Maureen McDonnell had she showed up, about a couple things. First of all, for those of you who have missed me talking about this or posts on Facebook, but I'm not interested in taking fish oil supplements anymore. They don't agree with me. I burp them up. Adele Moussa says it's because it's not enough fat to really enlist the production of bile, and so the oil just kind of stays in your gut, which that can't be good either, right? So then it's not going where it's supposed to go. And everybody's taking fish oil supplements, you know, 2 grams a day. Alex Leaf came on the show and talked about how it's more appropriate to take your fish oil in a bolus. So if you're planning on taking 10 grams of fish oil a week, you're better off taking 5 grams a day, 2 days, two different days of the week than having the same amount every single day, because what happens is when the body sees that there's an abundance of it, it starts to use the DHA portion as energy instead of storing it in fat cells for later use as an anti-inflammatory agent. And so that's no good. You don't want that. You don't want it just burned up as energy. And so and I just decided I'm not taking fish oil supplements anymore. So how am I going to get my omega-3s? And so one day I was walking through Kroger's and I was shopping and I see this really big 14¾-ounce can of Chicken of the Sea pink salmon. And so I immediately get on my iPhone and I start searching for, you know, how much of this fat that's in this salmon is omega-3s. I already know from visiting Alaska with Elisa that canned salmon is probably the freshest salmon you can get. Now, let me qualify what I'm saying. Salmon are taken right off the boat and brought into canneries. The canneries are right there where the docks are. And they boil this stuff and put it in cans. So it comes right from the ocean. It's boiled and it's put in a can. As opposed to being, you know, shipped frozen or, you know, from here to there, flown and so on and so forth, where when you get it, the reality is it's a week and a half old already. This is cooked immediately upon coming off the boat. We learned that when we were in Alaska. I was like, wow, that's interesting. I never realized that. So I thought, well, let me see how much omega-3 fatty acids are in a can of this stuff. So there's 35 grams total. 5 grams per serving, 7 servings in a can. There's 35 grams in this can, and of that, 7 grams are omega-3s. I'm like, wow. So if I eat this 2 or 3 times a week, I'm getting all the omega-3s that I need. I'm getting it in a bolus, which means it's going to be handled more favorably by my body. On top of that, it's got over 80 grams of protein in that serving, in that can. I'm like, wow, this is great. And so I started actually mixing it with sauerkraut. I don't know why. I just thought one day sauerkraut may taste good with this, and it does. It tastes really good with it. So I reached out to Chicken of the Sea, and I said, you know, you guys are missing the boat. No pun intended. You need to be promoting this as a method of getting your daily omega-3s as opposed to just, you know, eating salmon. And they said, we'd like to come on the show. This is really a good timing because October 8th is National Salmon Day. So we'll come on the show and we'll talk about it. And so we were supposed to have Maureen McDonald on, but obviously something went wrong. There's a lot of other things going on over at Chicken of the Sea. They can tell you about the top 10 cities for salmon in the country and tell you where to go get recipes and all that sort of stuff. But I'm saying, that's all like basic stuff you could hear on Good Morning America, right? What I'm telling you is omega-3 fatty acids are critical. They're very important, and they have to be part of the anti-inflammatory diet. I don't have to get into why controlling inflammation is important, but omega-3 has been shown not only to control inflammation, but also produce something called resolvins, which actually are associated with problems resolving themselves. So you're not just putting the fire out of inflammation. You're actually speeding up the process of healing. But I don't believe that fish oil supplements are a good idea because we've already seen reports about them being rancid, the oils are being mishandled, the method in which they extract the oils. And then you've got different forms of fish oil supplements out there. You've got some of them that are an ethyl ester, which is also what's used in prescription Loveza. They don't work as well. They don't do as good of a job on the favorable things that people take fish oil for as just regular triglyceride-bound raw fish oil. But then you have the problem of mishandling and rancidness, because the truth is that fish oil would have to be refrigerated from manufacturing till you get it in your hands and put it in your refrigerator. And we know that it doesn't do that. We know that when you go into vitamin shop, you know, the Carlson's fish oil is sitting out on the counter in room temperature. So I decided I am just going to increase my salmon intake, but salmon's expensive. Even if you shop at Trader Joe's, they have a great price on salmon steaks. They got Scottish salmon. They got coho. They got sockeye. They got everything there, right? And they're really a good price. But convenience being important and value, I pay like $2.69 for this 14 3/4 ounce can of Chicken of the Sea pink salmon. I'm telling you, you need to find ways to eat this stuff. Now, I will warn you, for those of you who've never eaten canned salmon before, the bones are in here, but because they boil, I believe they pressure boil this salmon, the bones are edible. They're like the texture of the rest of the meat. So it's not like as though you go, oh my God, there's a bone. The bones just disappear. And there's collagen in those bones and there's minerals in those bones. Those bones are actually good for you. I'm telling you that. Glycine in those bones. But this is an amazing value. And if you buy three of these cans and you go through 1.5 cans a week, you're getting your 10 grams of omega-3 fatty acids, but you're just not burping for the next hour every single day. You're enjoying it. You know, make the salmon however you want. Make it in a salmon salad or even turn it into patties and make fish patties out of it, whatever you want. But this is a great value. So we want to have the people from Chicken of the Sea on because I wanted them to know that there's a lot of people out there who are interested in this product because of the omega-3 fatty acids. And that's really that was the whole message today. So unfortunately, I don't know if they would have had some coupon codes for us or a place to get recipes. It looked like that was part of the dialogue we were going to have, but we're not going to have that now because obviously Maureen McDonald must not have been aware that the interview was taking place today. So in her absence, I'm trying to represent Chicken of the Sea pink salmon. It's a great product, man. I mean, I can't get over the value. I can't get over the value. $2.89, over 80 grams of protein, 7 grams of omega-3 fatty acids. I mean, what a bargain. What a bargain. Check it out. And by the way, so I bought the Trader Joe's pink salmon, and it's more expensive. It's like $3.30 a can. No difference. No difference at all. Like, I expected it to be a higher quality, like, hunk of meat, of fish, flesh. I expected, I figured, well, maybe the Chicken of the Sea has more of that sludge that, like, gets in the can. No, there was no reason to pay $3.30 for the can when you can get the Chicken of the Sea for $2 and change. And the other thing that I really liked about the Chicken of the Sea is that there's no soy broth in it, right? It's just pink salmon and salt. Several of the other ones, a broth is added, which A, artificially increases the protein content because it's soy protein, basically, in a broth. And who wants soy? You're buying salmon. If you wanted soy, you would eat edamame, right? You wouldn't buy salmon and expect there to be a soy component to it. So you can either start reading the cans, make sure that it's just salmon and salt in there, or you could just buy Chicken of the Sea and forget about it. It's a great product. So that's it. That's all we have for today. I'm glad everybody tuned in. I hope you'll check out Chicken of the Sea salmon. I think it's a great product. And all, of course, show Coach Rob Regish some love. Check out his website, fastmusclebook.com. Get the book for free. Unheard of. And we'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.